I struggled to free myself, but Edward merely readjusted me so that I was somewhat more conventionally seated on his lap. I could see it was Alice then, and Jasper behind her in the doorway. My cheeks burned, but Edward seemed at ease. "Go ahead," Edward was still chuckling quietly. Alice seemed to find nothing unusual in our embrace. She walked, almost danced, her movements were so graceful, to the center of the room, where she folded herself sinuously onto the floor. Jasper, however, paused at the door, his expression a trifle shocked. He stared at Edward's face, and I wondered if he was tasting the atmosphere with his unusual sensitivity. "It sounded like you were having Bella for lunch, and we came to see if you would share," Alice announced. I stiffened for an instant, until I realized Edward was grinning. Whether at her comment or my response, I couldn't tell. "Sorry, I don't believe I have enough to spare," he replied, his arms holding me recklessly close. "Actually," Jasper said, smiling despite himself as he walked into the room, "Alice says there's going to be a real storm tonight, and Emmett wants to play ball. Are you game?" The words were all common enough, but the context confused me. I gathered that Alice was a bit more reliable than the weatherman, though.